These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country, and jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman, Old School. A little Big Ten action. As we move along in, I guess, training camp or whatever you call it. I was on the porcelain throne. Reading my book, reading my preseason stuff. And I started to think, and I talked to a scouting friend today for about 30, 40 minutes. Started to think, like, what team in the Big Ten that's getting a ton of love? Because I remember, last Big Ten, Illinois walked in as the offseason and preseason belle of the ball. And it did not work out well for them. It wasn't because of talent. I mean, you got Newton, and they got two guys drafted on the defensive line this year, or this past draft. They got two guys that are going to get drafted high this year. They've had talent before, you know, with the Brown brothers and all that. They have a really good tight end that got drafted this year. Got another really good tight end, got a good running back. They got talent, you know, now obviously not to Ohio State level, but enough to obviously wet the whistle. So you guys, I know I texted you guys earlier. Who do you think that has preseason hype that's not going to live up? I'm going to give you mine. First, when we were at the Big Ten, and sometimes you can talk yourself into believing the hype based on like a factor or two. And for me, it's Rutgers. Shiano, I've always respected him. I like him. I like his intensity. I like how he's building the program. I think they got about four or five for sure NFL players. I think the running back, the three defensive players are for sure, and I'm sure they got some other guys as well. But I think just the overall depth, I think that's what's kind of leading it. And plus, they were very competitive in some games. But they're picked anywhere from finishing sixth in this new Big Ten to the lowest I've seen is 10. That's a big jump for a program like Rutgers. So they're the offseason, I guess, favorites to make the huge jump. I don't think they're going to do it. I don't think they're going to do it. I think they're going to always be a tough out. They're going to be competitive every week. I just don't think they're going to do it.
We watched the cultures walk in the door. Like that's kind of why we go to Big Ten. Like for me, it is to walk. I need to see the culture. So it tells me the amount of work you're doing, what you're working on, what you're focused on, how much is conditioning a part of it, how much of it is presence, poise matters, right? To watch those things. And Shiano just, he's going to be tough. He talks tough. He walks tough. He thinks tough. But then talent comes into play. And then you have to say, okay, is your talent as tough as you are? And with Shiano, the answer was no.
They got a few guys. Well, I just don't think they have the talent. They got toughness. I don't think they have the talent.
Do they? They look tough until UCLA walked in and USC walked in. And Washington walked in and Oregon walked in. Like, that sort of toughness look, national championship toughness look a whole lot different than middle of the pack Big Ten toughness.
Yeah.
Like, there's a different, like, those dudes who went to bowl games and had an additional 6 weeks of practice in football walk in the door different than the dudes whose season ended at the Army Navy game.
Well, the one thing that helps Rutgers, they're an old team, mm-hmm. right? Even the transfer, and they got Callum McManus, but you know they got Aaron Lewis is a defensive end. He's a problem. 71. He's a kind of bootleg Max Crosby, but he is an NFL player. Muhammad Torre, they're kind of weak side run and hit linebacker. He's probably gonna get a shot.
He'll get there.
And Tyreen Powell, who is the size of a defensive end, is right in the middle. I mean, he's a matchup problem. And then Kyle Monogatay, in my opinion, I think he's the best running back in the Big Ten. He's one of them. He'll get a shot. But after that, the offensive line is decent. And then I'm being nice. Kyle McManus, average. Not much to threat outside. That's where I think they will run into trouble. I think they have the toughness, right? Because that's just who – they're jersey tough, right? Talent will – and also last year, they didn't have a lot of injuries. With the way that they played and practice, I think it might hit them this year. Injury bug.
I'm gonna say this, Austin. To me, again, watching people walk in and players of note, and again, you can have a star player, and the star player matters. And Iowa has a star player.
Mm-hmm.
They have two star players, but they don't have star players at positions that are going to dictate that they are a real problem for most elite defenders and offense.
You're talking about Iowa?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, in my mind, they're the team that takes – I think they'll get enough preseason hype for people to pay attention. But I think you just don't have enough dudes.
Let me ask you this. Is their preseason hype based on – they got a pretty easy schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Is Iowa – you know, I want to knock on wood that it doesn't come bite me, but is Iowa benefiting off of getting the benefit of the doubt based on what they've done defensively, especially for the last 4 or 5 years? You know, now Higgins is the star.
Mm-hmm.
Lachey is the star.
Yep.
After that, I don't believe in McNamara. I don't believe in nothing. Now, the offensive line would be better. Do you think they're getting the benefit of the doubt, Austin, and the schedule?
So, for as much of an Iowa hater as I am, I've kind of been one of those guys on the Iowa train this offseason just because of the schedule. Mm. Because I trust Iowa just not to screw it up. Right, against elite, I mean, shoot, look what they did against Tennessee in the bowl game, right?
Yeah.
They dropped a dookie down there, like, multiple, right? It wasn't good. So, no, I'm not sold on Iowa competing with any of these elite teams or seriously threatening to win a game. But, yeah, I can talk myself into Iowa being in the conversation to sneak into the playoff. I will say this, as I see the Big Ten discourse such as it is, I don't think there's anyone that's been wildly overhyped. You can see the rationale for Iowa, even if you don't buy it. You can see the rationale for Rutgers, but we're talking about them 6th through 10th. If we're talking about overhyped as 6th through 10th, that tells me it's in a pretty good spot. Probably the team with the most hype is Oregon coming into the conference. Yeah. The way they did swaggering in. I think Oregon's a really good team. I do. I wonder if they're going to have their 2011 Nebraska moment. Right? I think Oregon's in a better spot. They have more money. I think they have more talent than Nebraska did. But I wonder if Oregon gets tripped up once or maybe twice more than we're expecting. I'm not predicting it. I don't know. But if we're talking about just pure hype and headlines,
yeah.
Oregon's getting the most that it's making me have a couple second thoughts. But I'm not like fully second guessing them.
They are so national championship deep and good.
Yeah,
but they've never proven it.
They've never. That's the problem.
They've gotten to the game. Yeah, now they have to win it.
And
to
DP,
how many teams in the Big Ten can say they got there?
Well, that's the point. Like, they're Penn State. They're West Coast Penn State right now.
And here's the difference.
Has Penn State gotten there? Have they gotten the championship game?
They're half step better. But
this is also a big jump
Oregon's
up for them.
Half step better.
It's a different. This is a different brand of football for Oregon.
Yeah.
Coming in, I think. You know they got talent. They're immensely talented. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Lannon has taken that Georgia type of thing and trying to build, you know, like Cristobal did, you know, trying to build up the lines. They lost a lot of talent now. I mean, let's be honest. You lost the guy that stirred the pot, Bo Nix, lost the receiver. But they got a good tight end coming back. They got a plethora of receivers. Their running back is gone, and he was a game changer. With Oregon, it's going to come down defensively. What can you do defensively week in and week out? This is a different brand of football. I think – I do believe what you're saying. Will they is weird. As much as I think they might not be able to live up to hype.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They got Gabriel, who is essentially like Bo Nix, just a lefty. I believe in their coaching. It's just going to be interesting. I think it's going to be a little bit of growing pains, but I think he's going to still do well.
Let me throw another one out there. I'm not buying Michigan as a college football playoff contender. They're both Michigan, solid. Did,
yeah,
I'm
Michigan
not buying
got too much drama.
DNA. They're the fifth best team in the conference.
Listen, there are four teams in the Big Ten Conference who have recently, we're not even talking about Washington yet, who have recently achieved status that none of the bottom 12 teams of the Big Ten have in 10 years. In 10 years. Wisconsin, Iowa, we can go up Penn State, we can go up and down the list, Maryland, Rutgers, Illinois, Indiana, we can go Northwestern, we can go through it.
Yeah, but it's different of being hyped up this season and not living up to it. I think that's the question. I think
I understand fantasy football, but my goodness, Jay, I can't tell you what it's like to tackle the NFL.
Washington. I mean, Washington. You got to think that you lost your head coach. Now I believe in Jed Fish, but you're starting over. You know, prior to this year, Washington wasn't thought to be. They were kind of out of nowhere. But it was a little bit of a surprise. What they're doing, but you lost your foundation, you lost your head coach and all that. So where are you at? Yes, you were there recently, but
they have fewer questions than everybody in the bottom 12 of the Big Ten Conference.
I wouldn't agree with that.
That Oregon has fewer questions.
Washington.
Washington, that players for the 22 players who are returning to Washington who played in those two playoff games last year,
right,
who are returning. They don't have to be stars, but they actually practiced for six additional weeks and then played in those two bowl games. That those players have fewer questions than two-thirds of the Big Ten football conference.
They lost the quarterback, receiver.
Two receivers.
Two receivers, but lost their best offensive lineman to get drafted.
A couple others.
Their second offensive lineman is down. They lost a lot of their players that you're talking about, DP. They're down in Alabama.
And the players that competed, it's like Nebraska back in the day. Every story that I was ever told about the 70s, 80s, and 90s Huskers was that those two deep and three deep rosters could have won major bowl games those years just from being in proximity and competing with the ones.
Yeah,
but I
wouldn't put Washington up there.
Okay.
I'm
not going to shoot down dudes who've been there over people who haven't.
Yeah, but if you're not playing, I mean, you've been there. I mean, they weren't in the – Washington was not a perennial, like if you're talking about, like, Utah or, like, even Oregon, sure, because they've got that championship DNA and those guys have done it. Washington, and especially losing their coach,
isn't
a little bit different. Now, we'll see where they go. I think they're going to have a little bit harder transition than obviously, Oregon.
Yes.
But, you know – And probably I think a team that, you know, I was thinking about USC. As much as I think, you know, they put out the thing. Did you see the thing where they said how much weight they've gained?
Yeah.
And now they've been hitting weight. It's impressive.
Yeah.
Now I think Lincoln Riley said, "Hey, look, man, we can't have no 195-pound linebackers. We gotta get guys in there. You know, we might get Child Protective Services called against us up there against the big boys." But like, part of me is like, okay, USC will be able to just score points, right? So they'll just be, like, they'll be better than they were last year. But then I'm thinking, like, you went 8-5 and you had the number one pick in the draft. I know homeboy coming in is good. He ain't number one pick in the draft. So what are you really going to do? I think USC, I'm telling you this right now, if they do not get off to a good start, he doesn't make it to Thanksgiving. He doesn't make it to that last bye week.
So Jay, if you could rank the Big Ten teams based on rosters, right? Just on talent and rosters.
Let me ask you the question.
If Jay Foreman could choose and walk into rank these schools and
I'm gonna take Ohio State.
Yeah, like sure. you're gonna go through based on several things, and I could almost guarantee that you're not gonna choose Iowa's roster over USC's roster.
Oh, for the Big Ten,
yes.
Well, I don't think USC's roster is ready for the Big Ten.
This current Big Ten,
no, they ain't physical. No, them boys, and I'm just telling you, I watch Utah. Literally, but and I would even like Utah's defensive end. I'll never number 81 on Utah's. His brother was a safety.
Mm-hmm.
He was like a safety.
The other brother was a quarterback.
Right. So number 81 was 6'1", 220-pound defensive end.
Yeah.
When Utah beat USC in the Pac-12, I saw him destroy that offensive line, and I wouldn't consider him. Even though he's got the toughness and all that, I wouldn't consider him a Big Ten defense. I don't think right now USC's roster is ready. And I don't even think it's a talent thing. I think it's a mentality thing. I don't think, at least from my eye, that Lincoln Riley is truly invested in this type of football.
Okay.
I think that's why he went to USC.
I don't know, and I can tell you.
I mean, I just can't see him. Can you see him running up and see him turn around and hand the ball off 30 times?
There was a time, yes. This year, I think he has to. If he's any type of coach that can deliver it, Power One, Power Five, every one of those coaches in the Big Ten could actually see themselves being in power football, handling the ball 30 times.
But I'm saying, do you see him? Lincoln Riley, the same dude that went to Big Ten Media Day and says, we are the favorites for the Big Ten. That lets me know you lying to yourself. That's the worst person to lie to. And that means you lied to 120 kids in there. Because you ain't, I'm telling you, when he got on that private jet, I know he ain't believe it. Because when he said it, he didn't even say it. Like, he didn't say it like he meant it.
Because
you want to know how I know he didn't say it in a minute? Because he looked up to the left.
Yeah, and I would also say that if Jay Foreman was coaching every team in the Big Ten Conference, he walked in, he would believe his team was the favorite to win the Big Ten.
That is true. That is true. That is true. But I can tell you, I can tell you this. If I had Caleb, if I had Caleb Williams and those dudes on offense, I know I ain't losing five games.
How about that? I agree with you 100%.
Okay, then I know at least that. Now I'm not saying that. And listen, I think Lincoln Riley's a good coach.
Yeah.
You know, and all that. I do. I really think he's a good coach. I think when he got off the plane to USC, I don't necessarily think he wanted to be there.
That may be true as well.
You know what I'm saying?
That may be true as well.
But he did have the best walk-off quote. Yeah. I'm not going to LSU. You didn't ask. You didn't ask about USC.
Hey, did.
We just decided. Hey, listen. Hey, we got out of the Big 12 championship. Hey. 3 o'clock in the morning. Me and my wife decided. You know, we had to catch that flight at 6. Anyway, wake up. Hey, wake up, honey. We got to make a life day changing decision in 30 minutes because our agent just called us in the middle of the night because I know you're going to be up at 3.
Change your flight. Yeah. Change your flight plan.
Yeah, we were going to Baton Rouge. We're going to head out to LA. And he showed, and he got off with the maroon Nikes on. So
why are you Air Force telling that man secrets?
It was on the internet. Anyway, we'll take a quick break, put a bow on this week. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.